This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What helped you be just so pinpoint dominant last year?
Got unbelievable catching, unbelievable pitching staff. And we're all trying to learn from each other, too. So it's like if one of us is starting on the Tuesday and the next guy's got the Wednesday start, it's like, hey, what worked for you?
Did you guys call each other when you got found out you were going to be at Major League Camp together, you and Dom?
We got a group message, and Mike was actually the first one to send. He's like, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Not shocked. Not shocked.
And there's a new pitch that you did work into your repertoire, and that was the slider. And you've got a pretty interesting backstory about how you came to throw that pitch.
I was talking to my coach, and we tinkled with a few grips. Nothing really stuck for me, so I was like, you know, I'm going to go on Pitching Ninja, and we're going to see who's the best slider and what can I emulate after. And the first video I actually saw was Scherzer throw when he was with the Nationals.
Welcome to Future of Flushing. I'm Vito Calisi. That's Jonathan Barron, and we're here with Christian Scott for the first time in person. Last time we were just on StreamYard. You had some beautiful clouds in the background. You were in wonderful Akron, Ohio. Yeah. Just played mail carrier dead on the game the night before. Now, we're here at Port St. Lucie, and we've been playing some golf. And we have a tip for you.
Yes.
Don't swing as hard.
I appreciate that. I needed that for
That's
sure.
That's a secondhand tip,
Do you know
though.
Who told us to tell you that?
Who told?
Nate.
He's unbelievable on the course. He's one of those that were like, if you're playing with him, and he'll be on the green before you every single time. So it's any tip from Nate, I definitely will take for sure.
Well, you're joining a pretty exclusive Future of Flushing club. This is your second time on the show, I think.
Appreciate that.
It's Mike Vassell, Dom Hamill.
Dom Hamill, yeah.
And that might be it, so congrats. That's big.
Nice.
That's a huge. Put it on the mantle.
Yeah.
And since we last spoke to you, I think it was mid-June, you've only walked 8 guys, and it was a lot of innings in that span. So as you reflect on 2023, you're looking ahead to 2024, what helped you be just so pinpoint dominant last year?
I'd say a lot of it was the preparation and the catching, really, that we had. And Sanger, Matt O'Neill, Parada was there. Just the guys that really were able to put us under our wing when we first got there and say kind of the ropes, say, hey, this is what to expect. You know, whether it's scouting reports or pitch sequencing or whatnot, like those guys really just set the bar really high for us. And so we were able to, you know, even when, you know, Blade and Stu came up after me, it was these guys were still as dominant as they were in high A's because we've got unbelievable catching, unbelievable pitching staff to be able to, you know, really take us to that next level. And we're all trying to learn from each other too. So it's like if one of us is starting on the Tuesday and the next guy's got the Wednesday start, it's like, hey, what worked for you? You know what I mean? So we're able to go through lineups multiple times throughout the week, not just when we're throwing. So that was huge for us.
I mean, it was a really crazy year for you. We were talking about this in the golf cart over. I drove you over. How many stars would you give me?
4.5.
4.5? Okay.
We were man just learned to drive.
We hit one pothole, but other than
I didn't tell you this. I did learn how to drive a year ago.
That's
I didn't want to tell you that when you got into the car.
I appreciate that. Now after the fact. Yeah.
I think it's slimy to say it after the fact. I think you should have been up front with the man.
We hit the pothole. I was like, interesting.
I'm not getting the car with you.
But, you know, this year was nuts. Every major ranking, top 100 player, highest ranked pitcher in the Mets system right now. What's that feel like?
It's cool. I mean, it's something that my dad can brag about, you know, but it's like for me, it's just taking the every day that's like the exact same. And, you know, you're coming to work every day, you're trying to get 1% better. So I don't really look too much into that stuff because, you know, that's not really going to help us win a World Series. So being able to take it day by day and, you know, get as good as I possibly can that day. And whether it's a light day throwing or a bullpen, try to attack that day the best of my possibility.
Being a part of that Rumble Pony rotation must have been a blast last year. Absolutely. Every single night, and Vito and I talked on the podcast, every night, you guys were throwing out an ace, whether it was you, whether it was Blade, Dom Hamill, Luis Moreno. It was just constant. How much fun was it being a part of that team? And was there ever a moment where you guys collectively came together and were like, wow, boys, like, you know, this is the start of something. We're all going to the show together, and we're going to dominate for this franchise and win.
It was kind of, I mean, you got to have the confidence going in, right? Pitching is, I think, 85% confidence for me. So it's just being able to go in. Like, we kind of knew ahead of time. We're like, hey, like, we've got something special here. And, you know, it's every time you go to the ballpark, you're really excited because you're going to see somebody throw, whether it's Moreno, and he had an unbelievable stretch where he was throwing, or Suarez with his freaking
back-to-back no-hitters.
Innings. Yeah, like when you're going to the field and you're expecting something great. So it's every time you go on the mound. And, you know, not only that, it helps you compete at that level too when you're on the mound. Where these guys, three guys ahead of me just threw, or Suarez threw a no-hitter right before me. So it's like, how do I top that? You know what I mean? You can't. So you really just be able to build off of each other and be able to take what we learned from each other and take it into our own starts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you guys call each other when you got found out you were going to be at Major League Camp together, you and Dom coming from that rotation?
We got a group message, and Mike was actually the first one to send it. He's like, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Not shocked.
So Mike really set the tone in the group message with me and Dom. So, yeah, it was cool to be able to get those guys here.
How has Big League Camp been so far for you?
It's been awesome, just trying to be a sponge, you know, just learning different things, what I can. You know, if I notice somebody's doing something that I don't really know too much about, I try to bring it up and be like, hey, why do you do what you do? You know what I mean? You're been here for a long time, and so how can I be able to emulate that and take that in a part of my game and my routine?
So I don't think Big League Camp is getting in your head, but I did see that you guys went to a Florida Panthers game recently.
Yeah.
And you upgraded your seats. So you went to the game. It was you, Dom,
me.
Blade.
It was me, Stu, Blade, and Paul Gervais. Yeah.
And who had the best seats in the house?
So I got my seats 2 months ago, so I got first dibs on those. But yeah, Stu had a game time decision of he bought the tickets about 6 hours before the game started, so they got stuck with those. But
did you look up at them and wave?
Every goal, yeah. So we're all Panthers fans that game, so we looked up, we were waving at each other, and we had a shutout too, so we were going crazy when Bob and Ned. So it was nice. It was cool. Good time with the boys.
So I'm like on cloud nine right now. Vito can tell you, I'm a big hockey guy. We've been to two hockey games this year together. We were in the Arizona Fall League, so we checked out Mold Arena.
Nice.
What a classy place.
Yeah, right?
unique place to watch a game,
absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we also went to an Oilers-Devils game in December.
Nice.
I was rocking my Connor McDavid sweater.
Nice.
Worst experience of my life is going to
you had a good time.
This guy, we were in a Devils fan suite. He wore an Oilers jersey and screamed the entire time.
Nice.
Against the Devils. The people in the suites next to us were just staring in like.
They must have been ecstatic. Yeah.
Oh, they were so happy. They were so thrilled.
They weren't, because the Devils allowed five straight in the third period and lost.
Yeah.
But I love that you're a big hockey guy. Just talk about your fandom of the Panthers, because, you know, it's a franchise that had its struggles, right, but they've really come on. And you're a true Panther fan. You go way back with the franchise.
Yeah, we had when I was younger, my dad got a season ticket. So I've been a fan ever since I was little. My uncle actually, he played a little bit of professional hockey with the Oilers. He was a goalie for them. So
see, there you go. Got a connection.
Mom, yeah, with my mom's side, we were deciding whether to pick baseball or hockey. And he's like, listen, you live in Florida, we'll pick baseball. So we went baseball all the way. So it was nice. But you know, when they went to the conference finals, actually, Paul's a huge Carolina Hurricanes fan. So we were watching that freaking triple overtime game and together in the hotel, and right
Chucky,
as we're about to go to sleep, Chucky ended it. So it was awesome. But yeah, it was cool.
You should have watched it at Olive Garden.
Yeah, we should have. 25%
off.
We would have got a nice discount, some breadsticks for free. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, so I'm a big Ranger fan.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I actually like the Panthers. I was at Jager's Panther debut, bought his jersey and everything.
Nice.
But I'm regretting it right now, because both of our teams are on a collision course,
absolutely,
I think, for a postseason battle.
Yeah.
And it would hurt me a little bit, you know? I've always loved the Cats,
yeah,
but that jersey's going to have to go somewhere, man,
yeah,
if our two teams do meet up.
Absolutely,
so.
Yeah. It's been a long time of not pretty mediocrity in for Florida, so we were able to get to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and that was great for, you know, everybody for the franchise. They're starting to pack out the arena now, so it's nice. It's awesome. It's good vibes down there.
100%. Well, fans come pack out the stadium to see you pitch.
Yeah.
And there's a new pitch, not that new, but a pitch that you did work into your repertoire, and that was the slider.
Yeah.
And you've got a pretty interesting backstory about how you came to throw that pitch. So why don't you tell the fans where it came from?
Yeah, so when I got to college, I had in high school, I had an off-speed pitch, really like a slurve. It wasn't really going to play that well at the college level. So I was talking to my coach, and we tinkled with a few grips, and nothing really stuck for me. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go on Pitching Ninja, and we're going to see who's the best slider and what can I emulate after. And the first video I actually saw was Scherzer throw when he was with the Nationals. And so I bookmarked the tweet, and I remember going back for like a week, just looking at that video every time, just to see his cues that he would do. And I threw my throwing partner in. He's like, it's pretty good. And I was like, we're gonna stick with it. That's what we're gonna do. So I'm really thankful for him. I never got to tell him that, but I'm really thankful for him, you know, for able to help me out in my career like that. So it was a really awesome moment for me.
And shout out Rob Friedman, the pitching ninja.
Rob. Yeah, shout out Rob Friedman for sure. That was awesome.
Now, what's your off-season routine been like?
Right now, I was training at Barwis a little bit in the off season. I got a lot of Mets workouts down there. So previous off seasons, I'd be at South Florida Baseball School with some of my coaches, Bruce and Harry. So they've helped me a lot with my mechanics, being able to come down and, you know, really be consistent. Where it's as a reliever role, you're really just going out and blowing for an inning or two, and as a starter, you really got to be able to last for 5, 6, 7 innings. So it's a little bit of a different training regimen, and also you got to be a little more consistent with your delivery. And so I think those were two steps that I took that, you know, really helped me get to the next level.
And you're working out in Florida. I mean, there's usually a good amount of, like, famous people. A lot of athletes live down here. Have you seen anybody while you've been at the gym?
Yeah, we actually, at Barwis, Kamaru Usman was down training there. So,
what?
Yeah, we had
no big deal.
Yeah, he's a strong dude. So, yeah.
So you sparred with him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I saw him pick, like, 125-pound dumbbells up, and I was like, I'm good off that. So he's a strong dude. But, yeah, it was awesome to be able to see just elite athletes, you know, doing what they do and training, and, you know, that's his job. And so being able to go and kind of just admire, you know, from a distance, you know, that's one of the best to do it. So being able to kind of see his craft and how he goes about his business was awesome.
I was at the gym one time, and I used to work at a really good gym in Manhattan, where some celebrities would go when they were in town. Mm-hmm. One time I'm there, and The Rock walks in.
Nice.
And, like, watching The Rock work out, like, that's like watching, like, LeBron play basketball. Like, 100%. You're, like, up close.
Did it live up to the hype?
He's even bigger in person than you would imagine. And this was a few years ago. This is when he was, like, even bigger. Like, when he was, like, still had, like, a lot of, like, mass on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gigantic, was just maxing out every single machine. Yeah. Just everything was full plate.
Yeah.
Did you go up to him? You say anything to him?
No, because I worked there. I couldn't go up to him and be like...
You could have.
No, I would have gotten in a lot of trouble for being like, hey, Dwayne.
Did a lot of people go up to him? Was he a busy guy in there?
He had a security guard with him.
Nice, interesting.
Security guard
in the gym.
Wow. Walking over to... Dude,
that's how I know you're him.
Because he wants to get his workout in.
And sure.
People are going to walk up to him and bother him.
Well, here's my question. Was the security guard bigger than him?
No.
How much of a security guard then?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly...
Seriously, he could just do his own security at that point.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's just food for thought, you know?
No, not many people bigger than that, so it's be interesting security guard for him. Yeah.
Speaking of food, big sushi guy, right?
Big sushi guy, yeah.
All right, let's get your Mount Rushmore of rolls. Let's hear it.
I like sashimi, so like I like just raw tuna how it is.
Ask Vito to say that word.
No, sashimi.
How much time do we have?
Sashimi, I'm fine with. Have you been to Sushi Goma?
I have not.
Sushi Goma is in PSL.
Okay.
It's the place that everybody started going to because they heard that a certain big leaguer preferred it.
Okay.
And he
put it on the map.
Yeah. Put it on the map. Put it on the map big time.
That's a good way to put it.
But I went there and I couldn't say sushi and sashimi. It took me
7 tries.
A couple tries.
And it's not like I haven't had sushi, but I mean, I eat sushi all the time, but like, I just couldn't say sushi and sashimi.
Nailed it. He's been practicing. Good job.
I've been looking in the mirror every morning and saying it.
Practice makes perfect. I love it.
But what's your sashimi?
Yeah, I love like a good tuna roll and some rice, like salmon. The good one is the shrimp tempura roll. You know, never go wrong with some shrimp tempura. So usually my order is some shrimp tempura, some tuna sashimi, and then if I'm super hungry, I'll get chicken fried rice just to get some calories.
Where do you stand on the Philly roll?
Okay, I was about to ask that. You stole my question.
I like it. I've had it one or two times, but I'm always going back to tuna.
So you like cream cheese in the roll?
It's a nice change of pace. It is a change of pace. You know, it's a good change up when you need it.
Cheese boy doesn't like cheese.
Oh, I guess, I'm not a cheese guy, so Vito has told many of your teammates and many people in the organization that I'm cheese boy.
Cheese boy.
So.
Cheese boy. I love that.
Yeah. Please don't call me that.
You know, it's been fun catching up with you. Awesome. We're excited to just see everything you got coming this year. Excited to be at Major League Camp with you, and just, you know, best of luck, and we'll see you in the future.
Thank you, guys.
Not too much luck to the Panthers, though. Yeah, maybe, absolutely. Like, second round. That's
maybe not in the finals, but we'll see.